Well, it was an urgent warning today that went out to 20,000 Australian motorists to stop driving their vehicles immediately. These are vehicles with faulty Takata airbags that can explode and send shrapnel into drivers and passengers. They are deadly. The consumer watchdog has issued the warning. These cars, still unremedied, have now been classified as critical as a national recall for 4 million affected airbags continues. Eleni Soltis has followed the extended Takata saga closely. She's with me. Eleni, exactly which vehicles are the ones that must now not be driven at all?
Well, the brands affected today are BMW, Holden, Honda, Mitsubishi and Toyota. And the timing for this latest announcement couldn't come at a worse time as parts of the country enter holiday mode with many people already on the highway for their long weekend getaway. There's been a lot of focus on the Takata Alpha model, but today's critical call out isn't exclusive to this model. And ACCC's Deputy Chair Delia Rickard has made it very clear anyone with a car in this critical category should not get behind the wheel at all.
Contact the manufacturer and they will send a tow truck to pick it up and take it away and replace it. And we've got arrangements in place for people who are on islands or people on remote properties, but they mustn't drive it. That's the call safety message.
Delia Rickard there from the ACCC. Eleni, why are these airbags exploding?
In short, because they have ammonium nitrate propellants. Now, in a normal airbag, these propellants are ignited in the event of a crash, producing gas to inflate an airbag, and that's what you call a controlled explosion. But that's not what's happening with Takata airbags. If they're exposed to changing temperatures, humidity and moisture, these propellants are breaking down into powder, which is quicker to ignite, causing the airbags to explode, uncontrollably, mind you, causing shrapnel to potentially fly into drivers and passengers.
There have been about 29 deaths and more than 300 injuries, I think, worldwide. What about in Australia? What are the numbers here?
Well, that's right. There's been, in fact, one reported death in Australia. Sydney man Hui Neng Nor, he died after a minor crash in Cabramatta in Sydney's south in 2017. An inquest into his death actually started last week. And there was also a woman critically injured in Darwin, also in 2017. And in fact, the top end is an area of particular concern for the automotive industry and the ACCC because, as I mentioned before, these airbags are very volatile in humid and hot regions, so that area is a particular focus.
Is it true that during the recall, faulty Takata airbags were being replaced with the same faulty Takata airbags? And if so, why was that happening?
Absolutely, this was happening, which would astonish a lot of motorists and consumers out there. The logic behind it was that since Takata, which mind you is now bankrupt, was such a massive provider, it was impossible to fill that void over a short period of time. So the band-aid solution at the time was, well, you know, it takes 6 years for these bags to deteriorate. So rather than have a defective airbag with an imminent explosion on the horizon, let's put another one in that will deteriorate at a later date. That was the logic. But our ACCC's Delia Rickard is confident that this isn't happening anymore.
Apparently that's stopped now. They're all being replaced with new airbags, so there's no more like for like. Because these airbags don't start becoming unsafe at a very conservative estimate to at least 6 years, the call was made that it was best to replace with a like for like, so you'd have six more plus years of safety, rather than wait till you got the actual newly remodeled airbag. So it's an inconvenience to have to go in and get it replaced a second time. However, it was thought to be the safest option.
Delia Rickard again there. So, Eleni, we're talking about potentially lethal airbags. People have died, as you've said. Why was a compulsory recall only announced last year?
Yes, it's astonishing when you consider this is the biggest recall in automotive history, with 100 million vehicles affected worldwide, and some models are almost two decades old. In fact, North America was pretty strong on this in the early days, and some critics have said, well, perhaps it's because they were hoping their own automotive industry could fill that void once Takata's faulty airbags were put in the spotlight. But Australia only put in a compulsory recall in February 2018. I've contacted the Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, Michael McCormack, and Assistant Treasurer Michael Sukkar, who has also been overseeing the recall, but both have declined to comment. But the National Roads and Motorists Association's Peter Khoury says there should never have been a voluntary recall in the first place.
We would like to see compulsory recalls for any safety issue from the start. It is too important an issue to leave it to the manufacturers, particularly when the size and the scale is out of anything that they can control. And so we believe that it's important moving forward that we learn from the mistakes of the past. Any safety recall should be done through the government.
NRMA's Peter Khoury. So, Eleni, where is the recall at now?
Well, 3.3 million airbags have already been replaced. There's about 425,000 to go. It's supposed to all be done by 2020, but let's not forget this is a huge, huge void to fill. But in the meantime, anyone with concerns should go to ismyairbagsafe.com.au.
Okay, thanks very much. Eleni Soltis, our reporter there.